Workers at this cosmetics factory packaged the day's production under hot conditions. The air conditioners were switched off to save fuel consumption by the factory's four generators. Those who run the company say they can't remember the last time the production line was operated with power supply from the national grid.
We were producing 24 hours production. We have cut it down to, instead of three shifts, we now have two, to save on the cost of diesel, the cost of generating the electricity to propel our equipment. How far we can keep absorbing the increase, because we've not been able to increase the prices of our product.
Factories like this are not only worried about how expensive diesel has become. Finding enough to power the generators is also a challenge. Despite having four refineries, Nigeria, Africa's biggest oil producer, doesn't refine its crude. Instead, it imports. And the recent oil price increase because of the conflict in Ukraine could only mean one thing. Diesel and other refined products have become more expensive.
Nigeria's electricity grid has failed twice this month. Managers are blaming gas shortages and low water levels in the country's hydroelectric dams. But distribution companies are unable to deliver more than 60% of electricity normally generated for homes and factories.
Manufacturers aren't sure how long they will keep their machines running.
It has endangered our already lean working capital, which means that we are going to have to divert virtually all of our working capital to provide this one item. Secondly, it will reduce the use of the installed capacity that we have because we can no longer run the number of shifts that we run. It will lead to the increase in the cost of our products.
Those fears are now real. Prices of industrial goods in the market have increased. Nigeria's current electricity supply is only 4,000 megawatts for a population of more than 200 million people. As the electricity supply worsens, thousands of industries have stopped working, throwing millions out of their jobs. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Lagos, Nigeria.